John Sandbrun Jr. faces a non-criminal charge for allegedly discussing matters with another council member outside of a public meeting. His trial date is December 5th. State Attorney Bill Edens.
It's been my experience that in order to accomplish our goal of ensuring that in the First Circuit matters are discussed in the sunshine, it's sufficient and most appropriate to charge the non-criminal violation.
The website, finelaw.com, defines a sunshine law as one that forbids and restricts closed meetings of legislative or executive bodies and sometimes providing for public access to government records. Edens adds that non-criminal cases generally are heard by a judge, while criminal cases are heard by a jury.
If you charge someone with a crime, then the maximum penalty is 60 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. If you charge them with a non-criminal violation, the maximum penalty is a $500 fine and no jail time. It's not a crime. It's a non-criminal violation.
While the First Judicial Circuit may not have prosecuted the most Sunshine Law cases in Florida, Eden says they're certainly the most aggressive in the state. He cites the 2002 conviction of former Escambia County Commissioner W.D. Childers when Curtis Golden was state attorney.
Childers received the maximum penalty for a Sunshine Law violation, which is a $1,000 fine and 60 days in jail. Our office, more than any state attorney office in the state of Florida, has always been aggressive about prosecuting violations of the Sunshine Law.
Sunshine laws in the Sunshine State go back more than a century. The first open meetings law in Florida was passed in 1905, applying only to city governments.
And everybody ignored it. So it was repealed.
Barbara Peterson is president of the Tallahassee-based First Amendment Foundation, which teaches about transparency in government. The Sunshine Law, as we know it, was passed in 1967, covering both open meetings and access to public records. It can be found in Chapter 286 of the Florida Statutes. Peterson says it's the broadest law of its type in the United States.
Most other states say that any meeting of a quorum of the members must be open. In Florida, it's any discussion of public business by two or more members of the same board or commission where they're going to be discussing public business must be opened and noticed to the public. So that's pretty significant.
And given the presumption of openness under Florida law, she says it doesn't even have to be an in-person meeting.
We had an issue come up here in Tallahassee where city commissioners were emailing one another talking about city business. That's a meeting for the purposes of our Sunshine Law, and because it wasn't opened and noticed to the public, it's probably a violation of the law.
It's not unusual for Greg Marseill, who primarily handles the investigation of these matters, to contact the First Amendment to see what their review is or their position is on a certain matter or to discuss certain issues with them.
After sometimes conferring with the FAF, State Attorney Bill Edens says his office makes the final call on whether and how to prosecute a Sunshine Law case.
The law's not crystal clear, as you might think, and we try to be very careful and very conservative in these matters, and so it's not unusual for us to seek information from other sources.
For Foundation President Barbara Peterson, their strongest allies are the people of Florida. Her advice on making their voices heard to local and state governments.
Speak up. Write letters to the editor. Contact your elected officials. If you don't like the way something was done, let it be known. Go to Facebook. Go to Twitter. We have to take some stuff on faith. Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. But let's verify, please.
While no Sunshine seminars were held by FAF in 2017 due to personal issues, the events are scheduled to return in 2018, with at least one to be held locally.
We're going to put on a series of spring seminars, and I will most likely be out that way because it has been a while, and I'm getting a lot of questions from Escambia County and Pensacola lately.
More information can be found at floridafaf.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.